There are various interpretations of Buddha's scriptural teachings by his followers. When a scriptural teaching cannot stand logical analysis, its meaning is interpreted within the context of three criteria: intention, purpose, and contradiction. For instance, if a sutra deals with ultimate reality, but under analysis, the apparent meaning is found to be faulty, it is interpreted according to the intention and purpose for which it was taught. Similarly, when those aspects of selflessness that are obscure are found to be faulty through examination by inferential logic, there is no need to accept them. These days, the sun and the moon, along with their size, their distance from the earth, and their movements, have become more obvious to us. So, if a scriptural text describes such obvious things in ways that contradict our direct, valid perception, we no longer accept them as true. In general, Buddhism and science take a similar approach to such things. Buddhist teachings are presented within the context of the spiritual base, path, and fruit. The fruit concerns the many great qualities the practitioner manifests when he or she attains Buddhahood. In order to achieve such qualities, you need to produce the right causes and conditions. This process consists of an integrated spiritual practice.